This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered a case in connection with an alleged paper leak in the conduct of the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026. The agency has registered the case based on a written complaint received from Department of Higher Education, Ministry of Education. The agency stated that special CBI teams have been formed and dispatched to various locations for an investigation into the matter. The NEET UG 2026 examination was conducted by the National Testing Agency, NTA, on the 3rd of this month. Addressing a press conference on the NEET exam cancellation in New Delhi, DG National Testing Agency, Abhishek Singh said, NTA will conduct a re-exam for students and it will be done in a fair manner and no additional fee will be charged for the re-exam.
हमने इस मैटर को सीबीआई को इंक्वायरी को दिया है
वी हैव हैंडेड ओवर दिस मैटर टू द सेंट्रल ब्यूरो ऑफ इन्वेस्टिगेशन फॉर इंक्वायरी एंड ऑल दोस इन्वॉल्वड इन सच रॉन्ग डूइंग विल बी सेंट टू जेल सो दैट स्टूडेंट्स फ्यूचर आर नॉट एडवर्सली अफेक्टेड इन एनी वे अलॉन्ग विद दिस वी विल कंडक्ट द एग्जामिनेशन अगेन इन अ कम्प्लीटली फेयर मैनर विद नो इरेगुलरिटीज ऑफ एनी काइंड एंड नो एडिशनल फी विल बी चार्ज फॉर द री एग्जामिनेशन
फीस नहीं चार्ज करेंगे.
The political situation in Tamil Nadu has turned dramatic ahead of the flow test for the newly elected TVK government led by Joseph Vijay. The All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam has split into two groups over extending support to the government. The faction led by former Chief Minister and Party General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy has directed party MLAs not to support the TVK government. Meanwhile, another faction claiming the support of 30 MLAs has elected SP Velumani as the AIADMK legislature party leader. Leaders of the faction met the media after a meeting at former minister C.V. Shanmugam's residence. Shanmugam announced that the group will support the TVK government during the trust vote. Senior BJP leader Hemanta Biswa Sarma has taken the oath as the Chief Minister of Assam for a second consecutive term. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office in secrecy to him at a ceremony held at the Veterinary College ground in Kanapara, Guwahati. Along with Dr. Sarma, four MLAs were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, several Union Ministers and Chief Ministers from NDA-ruled states attended the ceremony. India will host the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting on the 14th and 15th of this month. The meeting will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that during the meeting, the foreign ministers of BRICS member countries will exchange views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has appealed to the people of the state for the practical implementation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call. He urged citizens to reduce fuel consumption and avoid unnecessary purchases of gold. During a meeting with the Chief Secretary, DGP and all the additional Chief Secretaries and Principal Secretaries of various departments, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath directed that the fleets of the Chief Minister, Ministers and others be immediately reduced by 50%. The Chief Minister also appealed for prioritizing the work from home culture in the state. In Maharashtra, six devotees were killed and around 15 others injured after a wall collapsed during a religious gathering in Jat Tehsil of Sangli district yesterday. More than 300 devotees had gathered at the site when the strong winds accompanied by heavy rain lashed the area. The injured have been admitted to hospitals in Jat and the Sangli Civil Hospital for treatment. The fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran appears to be increasingly unstable after President Donald Trump rejected Tehran's latest peace proposal, describing the agreement as being a massive life support and dismissing Iran's counter-offer as garbage. The sharp exchange has deepened the uncertainty over efforts to prevent a wider conflict in West Asia. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans outclass Sunrisers Hyderabad by 82 runs to take the top position in the points table in Ahmedabad. Chasing a target of 169 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad were all out for 86 runs in 14.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.